Do you feel like students are just different today than they were a generation or two ago? Do you feel like they lack the common sense and basic life skills that they had a generation or two ago? Do you feel like that there's more disrespect allowed today than there was a generation or two ago? Welcome to the Conservative Classroom, where we're teaching the truth and preserving our values. I'm your host, Mr. Webb, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is a haven for conservative educators, parents, and patriots like you who believe in the importance of free speech, traditional values, and education without indoctrination. Each week, we dive into issues that are plaguing our education system and keeping you up at night. In each episode, we offer common sense ideas to improve education in our classrooms and communities. You may feel like you're the last conservative educator or parent, but I want you to know that you are not alone. By the way, if you like what you hear today, please share this podcast with a like-minded educator, parent, or patriot. Together, we can teach the truth and preserve our values. In today's episode, I'm going to get some things off my chest and talk about some things that I've noticed, some observations and some opinions, some conclusions that I've drawn with some changes that I've seen over the last generation or two generations, how young people today seem to be different and what may have caused that. My opinion is that over time, relaxed parenting has caused more issues in school, and I think it would be a good thing if schools would have stricter policies, follow through with those policies, and have consequences for doing things that you shouldn't be doing. The problem, as with many things, starts at home. I think relaxed parenting, I think parents watch things on TV in front of their kids that they shouldn't be watching. And I realize that's subjective. Who am I to say what parents should and shouldn't be watching? But 20, 30, 40 years ago, there were certain things you didn't watch in front of your kids. Nowadays, with Netflix and streaming services, I'm going to pick on Netflix for just a minute. Any new movie or show that comes out, series that comes out, they're almost all TVMA. And the language is horrible. And it's things I would not want a child hearing. There's hardly anything for the family except, and it's like there's this huge divide between adult content and content for kids. There's a lot of content out there that you could cut a scene or two that's really not needed. You could cut the language, the foul language back. And you could have a show that families could watch. And I really feel like that affects what we see in our schools. Take language, for example. Students use language now. I'm a middle school teacher. And students use language that some words I don't even know if I heard when I was in middle school. I've talked to several students over the years, and this is my proof, but this is a just one person. This is anecdotal evidence. There's lots of movies over the years that I've heard kids talk about watching. Some of the things they were mentioning, I was so shocked. I said, "Did your parents know you watched that?" And usually the response is, "Oh yeah, we watched it together." Or, "Yeah, I watched it with them." I mean, there's no sort of right and wrong. Maybe I need to say that a different way. There is right and wrong, but there's very little that's considered wrong. So many things that's okay was not okay a generation ago. You would think at some point someone would say, "We can't do this. This is really not appropriate." Now, getting back to education, we have elementary teachers who have story after story about children making, little boys, let's say, little boys making comments to girls. And I'm talking about early elementary levels, like kindergarten, first grade, second grade. Boys saying things to girls that would cause a grown person to blush if a man said it to a woman. Well, they had to hear it from somebody. They heard it at home, for the most part. I realize there's exceptions to every rule, and I'm making some broad generalizations, but a lot of it's true. Here's another example. Kindergartners, first grade, second grade, using foul language. Where did they hear that? They heard it at home. Whether they hear their parents speaking like that, or whether they hear it off the TV or a movie, it's not right. I feel like part of taking back America and taking back education, a lot of it needs to be done in the home by the parents. Which brings up another thing that I'm concerned about. I've never seen so many kids being raised by folks other than their parents. So many sad stories where dad's in jail, mom's on drugs, grandma and grandpa are raising the child, or an aunt and an uncle. And it's a sad state. There's a growing trend of the breakdown of the family unit. And we see that in a lot of different ways. And how does that affect children? I think it affects them mostly negatively. And I think it affects them in a lot of ways. It does affect the students at school. So you have the parents who seem to be okay with anything. And sometimes those same parents are overprotective and are helicopter parents. Parents that don't mind their kids hearing foul language and vile things on TV. You have parents using horrible language and talking about subjects that they shouldn't be talking about in front of kids. And allowing those kids to be disrespectful and to use foul language and cuss. Even use foul language at school. And sometimes those same parents are overprotective and are helicopter parents. They hover over their child and don't let their child be independent or resilient or problem solvers. They don't want their kids to fail. They don't want their kids to get a bruised leg or a scraped knee. A generation ago, kids generally had more freedom to explore, to be independent, make their own mistakes, and most importantly, learn from their mistakes. How can kids learn from their mistakes if they're never allowed to make mistakes? Another thing that's affecting kids at home, and it's largely parents' fault, and folks, some of these things I'm talking about, I'm guilty of. Like technology and screen time. Parents today give access to technology to their kids, unfettered access a lot of times. And the other part of that is screen time. Not only are kids allowed to access whatever content or whatever social media they want to, but then the screen time is not limited. So it's unlimited, unfettered access to technology. So you've got parents letting their kids do and say whatever, and then you've got helicopter parenting and overprotection. You've got unfettered and unlimited access to technology. And then on top of that, moms and dads, if there is a mom and a dad in the home, more than likely, statistically speaking, both the mom and dad work, and they don't have a lot of quality time with their kids. And the children, even if they're not on the screen, they're into a lot of extracurricular activities. A lot more extracurricular activities that were available, at least the area I live in. there's a lot more extracurricular activities available to kids nowadays. I think that's a good thing. The more activities students can get into with their peers, that's adult supervised, that is productive, where they're moving or they're doing something physically or using their brain, that keeps them busy. I think that helps make new brain connections. It helps them stay healthy. But it also keeps them from getting bored. When kids get bored, they get into things they shouldn't. So I think extracurricular activities are good. But the extracurricular activities paired with the fact that both parents are working, everybody has busy schedules, I think this leads to lack of quality time. And I think if you talk to a lot of families and ask the question, when's the last time you sat down with your family for a meal at the table? No phones, technology free. I think you'd find it's not on a regular basis. And of those that do that on a regular basis does not mean frequently. If I do something once a month, that's a regular basis, but it's definitely not frequently. Whereas a generation or two ago, it was common for families to sit down. This was before the technology that we have, the phones that we have, where families would sit at the supper table. We would all come together, eat, and have conversation, quality family time. When we would watch TV, we would usually sit down and watch something as a family. Nowadays, that's not as much because everybody watches their own thing on their own devices. And I am terrible about this. And this is one of those things I really need to work on with my own family. But I do think it makes a difference. I think that's a problem that if I corrected it, I think it would make a difference with my family. Something else I think that's happening or not happening in the home, that's affecting students or affecting the kids when they go to school, when they're my students and your students, is the lack of life skills, practical skills, common sense. I think the fact that kids aren't spending as much time with their mom or dad, doing things with them, I think there's some skills that are being lost there that definitely affect students or affect kids when they become students and when they're in my classroom and your classroom. Most kids today, let me rephrase that, most teenagers, I'd say most students when they graduate, don't have basic life skills like cooking, budgeting, fixing things. And these things I feel like were common a generation or two ago. Although I have to tell on myself, I am not very good at fixing things. That is a skill that I seem to not have picked up. Sometimes when I fix things, it doesn't stay fixed very long. So telling on myself there also. But making a generalization, these are skills I feel like we have lost over time. There's a lot of other topics that I could talk about that's in this vein, but I think I'll wait for another episode to do that. And maybe the next time I talk about this, maybe it will be with some other teachers, some other parents. But I do hope you enjoyed today's episode. And thanks for listening to me rant for a few minutes. That's it for today's episode of The Conservative Classroom. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed it and learned something. If you liked what you heard, please don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Most importantly, share this podcast with a like-minded educator, parent, or patriot. You can also connect with us on social media and share your thoughts on today's topic, give feedback on the podcast, or suggest a topic by sending me an email at theconservativeclassroom@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you feel that education without indoctrination and teaching the truth is important to preserve traditional values, then support my efforts to keep the Conservative Classroom running. I'm a full-time teacher and dad and part-time podcaster. I invest a lot of hours and my own hard-earned money each week to bring you quality content, but I need your help. Check out the links in the show notes and on the website to support the podcast with one-time or recurring monthly donations. Every little bit helps. You can also visit our merch store to get your own clothing, coffee mugs, stickers, backpacks, book bags, and more with the Conservative Classroom logo or one of our many other conservative slogans, such as age appropriate does not equal banning books, defund the teachers' unions, keep politics out of the classroom, and more. If you want to support common sense in education without pushing your politics, check out our products with the red schoolhouse logo on it. We know it's hard to be openly conservative in some school districts, but your silent show of support may help you find other conservatives in your community, and it lets you know that you're doing the right thing. Until next time, this is Mr. Webb, reminding you that you are not alone. See you next time on the Conservative Classroom, teaching the truth, preserving our values.